And do you think memory is a curse or a blessing?
Well, have you ever read Luria's Mind of the Mnemonist?
I have not.
Are you familiar with it at all?
I'm not. And spell the author's last name.
Luria, Russian psychologist. The Mind of the Mnemonist is about a guy who supposedly couldn't forget anything. And he didn't even realize that he was in an unusual state of mind until he was, as a young man, maybe even as a teenager, working for a newspaper, and the editor came in and was giving the reporters, I think he was a reporter, assignments, and he was speaking very quickly and giving everybody different assignments, et cetera, et cetera. And everyone was frantically trying to keep up with the editor, writing down notes or whatever. And the mnemonist, who no one at that point realized was a mnemonist, didn't take any notes. So the editor said something to him like, "Oh, so you think you're such a hot shot? What did I just say?" And then he repeated everything that the man had said verbatim, which of course totally shocked them. But he just took it for granted that people could do that or whatever, because he didn't realize that it was any special ability. But he couldn't forget anything. And it took him many, many years, decades, I think, to be able to develop the ability to forget. So for him, it was a bit of a curse to have memory that was that extreme. In my case, I think memory is an incredibly valuable thing, one of the most valuable mental characteristics, abilities, whatever, that a person can have.